Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Today, let today be another day, a day of encounter, a day of testimony, a day of rescue, a day of deliverance. Take over the service. Interrupt this service with your miracles. Let the blind see. Let the lame walk. Let the afflicted be set free. Let the captivity be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ. At the end, all glory will be given unto your holy name. Thank you for your presence, and thank you for what you are set to do. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus. Jesus. Mighty name, we have prayed. Somebody will say a bigger amen. Welcome your neighbor to your left, to your right, and let's take our seat in his presence. Like to appreciate God and his servant in the house for the privilege given unto me to bring unto us the teaching for this second service. Prophetic focus, Jesus Christ still heals and delivers today. Can we all say that together? Still heals and delivers today. The healer is in our midst. If there is a month that we need to be very focused and be very intentional not to miss services, this should be one of the months. This should be one of the months. There is a saying that health is wealth. Without health, your wealth will become meaningless. One sickness can bring an end to years of achievement. Just one sickness. And there's a research that cancer cells shows up after 8 years. It doesn't just show up. And by the time it's showing up, they say that person is already stage four. So it is still eating up. So that is why this month we need to be in his service to be vaccinated by his word. Somebody said, I need to be vaccinated. You know, vaccination means you don't have the disease, but you are fighting against it when it comes. So this month, every service that you appear, you'll be vaccinated. And before the devil comes, it will be too late because your system is already built up. That is why don't sit home and be watching TV and say, I will connect. If you know what you are in for, every service, you'll be in a rush. What God has destined for you is for you and I. He wants to bring an end to frustration in everyone's life. When COVID erupted, billionaires, their money couldn't save them. But the covenant ones, they are still sitting here now because of your connectivity with God. So please, this month is your month of encounters. It's your month of visitation. And I trust God that this service, this month, nobody misses service. Tell the one by your side, midweek, I'll be seeing you. Sundays, I'll be seeing you. WSF, I'll be seeing you. And every morning, we'll connect to Covenant Tower. Some people are not able to say it too. They don't even know what these things mean. Somebody's asking, what is Covenant Tower? Go and research. You know what is Covenant Tower. Every service, God is set to vaccinate us. And I believe God that this season, your testimony will never be tempered with. God is in a hurry to settle us. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities and healeth all thy diseases? So the day that all your sins were forgiven, that day your health was fully restored. 3 John chapter 2. Beloved, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul would prosper. So God's ultimate will for us on earth is to prosper and to be in health. Is to prosper and to be in health. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So in our Sunday teaching series, we are looking at walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. That's our teaching series for all our Sunday services. As an introduction, the end time church is ordained to walk in dominion. Somebody declare to yourself, I'm ordained to walk in dominion. In all spheres of life, including dominion over sicknesses and diseases. The end time church. So you and I have been ordained to walk in dominion over sickness. Look at Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2. Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion to do what? Rule. In where? In the midst of your enemies. Rule. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of who? My enemies. So the end time church is ordained for dominion. Say, I'm ordained for dominion. Dominion was God's original intention for man. His intention for man is to dominate. Genesis chapter 1, reading from 26 to 28. He said, let us make man in our image and let them have dominion. You were made in the likeness of God and you were made also to dominate. In Luke chapter 10, verse 19, he says, behold, I give unto you power. Somebody say power. Over all the powers of world, the enemies. And nothing shall by enemies what? To tread upon them, I give unto you power. So what you are going to carry this month is power. Somebody say power. So nothing of the enemy shall hurt you again. Speaking in 1 John chapter 8, verse 3. Verse 3 and 8. 1 John 3, verse 8. See what Jesus came to do. 1 John 3, verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of who? The devil. Manifested. When you look at Jesus with the disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Matthew 10, verse 1. And when he has called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirit. For what? To heal all manner. Somebody say all manner. Of sicknesses and diseases. All manner. All kinds. That was the power that Jesus gave to the church. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal. They are spiritual. Somebody say they are spiritual. Because most of this affliction has spiritual meaning. They are spiritual. And everything spiritual needs spiritual forces to deal with. Some of these sicknesses are not physical. If they are physical, with the current modernization, the CT scan, the PET scan, the MRI scan can identify them. Now somebody is hearing me. You have done all the scans, but they can't scan anything. It is not normal. It is not normal. I remember when I got here in the early 2004 as a student. For almost a year and a half, I was having chronic attack, headache. I'll be in lecture theater with water soaked in my hanky on my head. It's like something is boiling. I did all the scans. All the scans. They couldn't trace anything. But I could see that I was afflicted. I can't concentrate. I can't do anything. You see me walking, holding and soaked hanky. Because my head was very, very hot. All the scans I've been through, nothing was identified. I said, this is not a physical attack. And that is where I got two books. One from Kenneth Hagin, one from Bishop Edipo. And I sat down to see where this is coming from. By the time I was through with that book or those books, the sickness disappeared. Disappeared. I visited the hospital to the GP to the extent that when they were looking for somebody to represent the patient's association, whatever they call it, my name came up. And the doctor called me, was laughing. I said, sir, this is not an achievement. I'm not going to be part of it.
That because I've been visiting the GP frequently, they want somebody to represent the patient so that anything you can talk for the patient. So already diagnosed as a patient. But I rejected it. That was not a promotion for me. I rejected it. If you have taken that, then that is you. But me, I rejected because I knew I wasn't a patient. But God came through for me because I discovered that this was not physical. If it was a physical, all the scans that I did, at least one would show something. But none of them showed anything. Today, that same Jesus, that heals instantly. Your testimony this morning will never be tempered with. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not what? Carnal. They are mighty through God. To do what? The pulling down of every stronghold. Every stronghold against your destiny, they shall be brought down today. Sickness will be brought down. High blood pressure will be brought down. Diabetes will be brought down. Anything that exalts itself against the name of Christ will be humiliated. It's a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6 verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. Against powers. Against rulers of what? Darkness of this world. Against what? Spiritual world. They are not physical. Stop wasting your time fighting the old lady there. They are spiritual. You need spiritual forces. And that is why this month, every accoutrement that you need to make your life colorful, God will hand it over to you. Spiritual. Note that the word of God is all-purpose balm in Gilead. That heals all manner of sicknesses. The word of God. It heals all manner of sicknesses. And that is the balm. Somebody say the word is the balm. It's a healing balm. It can cure any sickness. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. Matthew 8, verse 16. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit. Can you see? It was a spirit. So they were all challenged. They came with diabetes, high blood pressure. They came with cancer. But Jesus saw that what they were being afflicted was spiritual attack. So he cast them out with his word. Any form of spiritual attack upon your life, this afternoon, they'll be humiliated. And heal all that were sick by his word. Somebody say by his word. We must therefore let no one despise the weapon in our hand. Let nobody despise it. You carry a weapon. Somebody say, I carry a weapon. If we have seen the proof, don't let anybody despise the weapon that you carry. Look at something in 1 Samuel 17. We are reading from 32 to 30 to 50, but I'll be taking them one at a time. Verse 1 Samuel 17, let me go to verse 43. 1 Samuel 17. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou come to me with a stave? And the Philistine cursed David by his God. But David refused to be intimidated by Goliath. He knows what he carries. He did not allow Goliath to despise him. Look at verse 32 of chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 17 verse 32. Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight these Philistines. David refused the weapon. Saul wanted to clothe him with something that he has not proved. But look at the mystery. Just follow me carefully. In verse 38 of chapter 17, Saul armed David with his armor. And he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also, he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor. And he had said to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with this, for I have not proved them. I cannot go with this. I have not what? Proved them. I cannot go. He said he chose what he has proved. That's where 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4 comes in. That the weapons of our warfare, they are not what? They are not in wearing thick cloth. They are not in wearing helmet. The spiritual forces, even in the flight, they can enter. It's not because you came with KLM or British Airways, or you came with Air Morocco. They are not bothered. They are all physical. But you need spiritual weapons. Somebody say, I need spiritual weapon. Say, I need spiritual weapon. Now, let's see where David came in now. Now, verse 34. And David said unto Saul, thy servant has kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion, a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, smote him, delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose again, I caught him by his beard, smote him, and slew him. Verse 36. Let's all read verse 36 together. Let's go. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be one of sin, seeing he has defiled the army of the living God. Now, verse 37, we are going to read it very loud. Verse 37, let's go. David said, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion, out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord. What was his weapon? Boast in the Lord. I will boast in the Lord. I will look up unto the hills. From where will come my help? Come. Psalm 27 verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be what? He made his boast in the Lord. The Lord that has brought me this far is going to take me this very far. Every sickness is Goliath in disguise. And the name of Christ, the name of the Lord Almighty, that brought Goliath down, that same name will bring that sickness down. In Psalm 46 verse 1, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Look at verse 2, Psalm 46 verse 2. Therefore, I will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, I will not be moved. Somebody say, I will not be moved. So David scaled through because he did not despise the weapon that he carried. What is the weapon? The name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. The name of God Almighty. The same God that fought for him, that same God will fight for you. Somebody say, the Lord is my confidence. Therefore, I will not fear. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? The Lord is my shade and the lifter of my head. God is my refuge and my strength. Therefore, I will not be shaken. Somebody say, I will not be shaken. That is why the year, he said, I will make my boast. Carry that with you. They come against you. I will make my boast in the Lord. The God that has brought me this far is going to go with me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous always run into it and they take safety. They take security. No devil dares with your life again. So his real weapon was faith in God and his word. The faith in God. Now, today we are looking at spirit behind diverse sicknesses. So every service will be taking them one at a time. If you miss one service, you may not know when that sickness will come and you may not have the weapon to deal with it. That is why you must not miss any service, because every service you'll be going home with one to know how to deal with it. Today we are looking at two of them. The first one is the spirit of fear. Somebody say the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear. Fear opens the door to the devil. It opens the door. It's one of Satan's favorite weapons, because it seeks to shift our focus from God's promises to our problems. It shifts our focus from God's promises to our problems. The spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. He said, for God had not given us the spirit of what? But he has given us power, love, and of sound mind. When you look at Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job 3, verse 25. What came upon Job is what he feared. For the thing which I greatly fear is what? Come upon me. So everyone is a victim of his fear. Everyone is a victim of his fear. But the good news is, Christ has conquered fear. So fear will no longer have its hold in your life again. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews 2, verse 14. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of what? Death. That is what? The devil. Now let's all read verse 15 together now. Let's read verse 15. Quickly, let's put that on the screen. Let's go. And deliver them who through fear of them were all their lives somewhat subject to fear. So he has delivered us. There is nothing to fear. Somebody tell you, say, there is nothing to fear. You look at the medical report, don't let that scare you. That is their fact. In fact, they need to tell you so that you know which weapon to use against it. They need to tell you. It is their facts, but the truth is in this world. So the truth is always stronger, bigger, greater than the facts. I don't care to know whatever diagnosis they have given you, but in this service, every one of them will be humiliated. 1 John 4 verse 8. There is no fear in love. 1 John 4 18. But perfect love casts away what? Fear. So the only way to deal with fear is to maintain our love for God. Maintain our love for God. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my. God say, fear not. Someone say, I refuse to fear. Every spirit of fear, say that after me. Anxiety, panic, torment operating against my life, I reject them right now. God, what is telling you, don't fear, so refuse to fear. This is how you walk in light. When you discover the light, begin to walk in it. So this afternoon, God is telling you, do not fear. The report that came last week was not to your expectation, but do not fear. He said, I will go with you. I'll uphold you, and I will strengthen you. Any form of fear tormenting anyone's life, they are destroyed right now. Now say after me, every spirit of sickness, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of lack, fear of the future is broken off my life. It is broken off my life. In 30 seconds, make that your prayer now. Every fear of sickness, fear of failure, fear of death, fear of lack, fear of future is broken off. Make that declaration now. No more fear in my life. I reject every spirit of fear. I reject every spirit of fear. I reject every spirit of fear. I reject it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that no evil report again. Nothing will shake your confidence in God again. He said, I've not given you, so don't take it. He said, I've not given you. Is that what the Bible is saying? I have not given you, so don't take it. until I give you my Bible, you can't take it. And even if I'm giving to you, you have every right to reject it. Today, the devil is selling fear. Reject it. That document that you receive, when you go home, put it on the floor and dance around it. I'll make my boast in the Lord. I'll make my boast in the Lord. I say, I'll make my boast in the Lord. The Lord is always present with the righteous. No more fear again. I say, no more fear again. The second spirit is the spirit of deformity. The spirit of deformity. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Luke 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. 18 years was bowed together. Could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to himself and said unto a woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. And he laid his hand on her, and immediately, somebody say immediately, she was made straight and glorified God. What is this spirit? A bit research. Spirit of infirmity refers to demonic influence or unclean spirit that causes prolonged sickness, prolonged weakness, disability in the body. This woman's condition was not a physical one. It was a spiritual attack. And the key characteristics of the spirit of infirmity, it causes long-standing sickness and weakness, paralysis, fatigue, chronic pain. It resists medical treatment because its root is spiritual. 18 years. It often causes emotional and mental oppression, such as hopelessness. But today, the healer is in the house. I say the healer is in the house. The second testimony that was read to us, 29 years, spinal cord problem healed. I suffered from spinal cord for 29 years. I've been to various hospitals for treatment, but to no avail, because it's not physical. It was because of this problem I joined this commission. When I came, God's servant ministered at the last healing service. And he said, we should touch the area where we are afflicted. So, I touched my spinal cord. To the glory of God, I was healed instantly. I thought somebody is celebrating Jesus. So, God's servant will be coming to release a prophetic blessing. Any area that you touch today, you will be healed tomorrow. Oh, no, you didn't get me. I said you'll be healed tomorrow. You'll be healed next month. When are you having your healing? Now. Every deformity that Jesus encountered, it was instant healing. Because anything spiritual, you need spiritual authority to humiliate it. Jesus in this house will humiliate every form of deformity. Let that amen show it. However, the word of God empower us to dominate over sickness. The word of God. Somebody say the word of God. As we said, the word is a balm in Gilead. And Jesus is the greatest physician. He is the greatest physician. Why is he called the greatest physician? Listen to this. His diagnosis is perfect. Jesus see beyond the symptoms to the root of the issue. Doctors will give you pain relief to relieve the symptom, but they can't get to the root. His treatment is complete. Somebody say complete. He heals physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And his medicine is powerful. Somebody say his medicine is powerful. And what is his medicine? His word. Somebody say his word. His blood. And his name. So his medicine had no side effects. It has no side effect. We are not telling go and throw your medication away. But there's a better way to get healed. Without any side effect. You can, but it's a wait. It's a wait. But the treatment today will bring an end to every attack upon your life. When the light of the word break forth, one's help springs up speedily. When the light. Somebody say, when the light. And the light is the word of God. The light is the word of God. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as what? the morning. Isaiah 58 verse 8. And thy health shall spring forth what? Speedily. So the light that you will encounter doesn't struggle with darkness. When you enter this room and you turn on the light, it did not take seconds for the light to come on. It came on instantly. It came on instantly. That's the power of light. So to this morning, any light that you will encounter, every sickness which is darkness will be humiliated. Diabetes is darkness, but the word is light. High blood pressure is darkness, but the word is light. Migraine is darkness, but the word is light. Anyone that cared to receive this afternoon, your health will be restored with speed. Let the amen show it. The entrance, somebody said the entrance. It's the entrance of the word, not the hearing. Let the word enter you. There was a testimony that was shared, came from Ghana. A guy was doing electrical work and was electrocuted, was carried into the morgue. In the morgue, he was hearing because he was listening to the message. In the morgue, where they were preparing for burial, he was hearing the message that he was listening to. The message entered into his spirit. And you know, the spirit man cannot die. I said, the spirit man cannot die. And that is what brought him back to life. I pray for somebody hearing me. As your spirit man received these prophetic words, your life will never be a standstill. Your testimony will be declared. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 30. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4, verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears unto my saying. Let them know what? Depart from thy eye. Keep them in the midst of thee, for they are life unto those who find them, and health to all their system, all their flesh. And health is all their flesh. So embrace the word, because the word of God carry divine nature, which makes us immune to sickness. But what is in the word that healed? The word is medicinal. Somebody say the word of God is medicinal. It's medicinal. Any medication or medicine given to you that is not taken in, would that medication work? If you leave it on your shelf, would that medication work? What do you have to do? Swallow it. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became a joy, a rejoicing. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. So the word must be eaten. Tell somebody the word must be eaten. You eat it into your system. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, he said, for they are life unto those that find them. So if you don't want to remain sick, if you don't want to remain sick, S-I-C-K, you must seek the word, S-E-E-K. If you seek, you will not be sick. If you are not seeking, you can be sick. But from this morning, this afternoon, as you embrace the word, the healing nature of God's word will work through your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. The word is surgical. Somebody say the word is surgical. It's surgical. It doesn't make any mistake. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any what? Two-edged sword. The word is also creative. God's word is creative. So whatever that cannot be repaired will be recreated. Whatever that cannot be repaired will be recreated. The word of God is creative. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created. So the creator has purpose. So whatever that need to be replaced in this service, the God of this commission will replace it. The word is prophetic. Somebody say the word is prophetic. So whatever you declare, it comes to pass. In Ezekiel chapter 37, all that we saw was Ezekiel was declaring, was prophesying as commanded, was prophesying, and life came into the dry bones. So as you make your declaration today, no force of hell will stop your breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Now today, God is set to rescue me. Somebody say, God is set to rescue me. Psalm 91 verse 14. Psalm 91 verse 14. Because we are going to read that together. Psalm 91, put that on the screen. Let's go. We are going to verse 16 now. Let's go. because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall come. And I what? And I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And what? So who will deliver you? He said, I will deliver him and what? Honor him. And you are going to be honored with what? Long life. Somebody says, I'm going to be honored with long life. So God is out to restore our health and heals all our wounds. He's going to restore them. Because death, most of the time, is triggered by sickness. So when your sickness are taken away, your health is restored. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto them, and I will heal them of their wound, says the Lord. Look at Jeremiah 31, verse 11. Jeremiah 31, verse 11. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore, they shall not come. They shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord, for wheat, for wine, for oil, for the young of the flock and of the herd, and their soul shall be as watered garden, and they shall not what? Sorrow anymore at all. No more sorrow for you. No more sorrow for you. Hear this. You will like this. God has covenanted to rescue you from the power of the grave. He has covenanted. As I read this scripture, hold on to God's word. That God, you have covenanted to rescue me. Psalm 102, verse 19. Psalm 102, verse 19. For he has looked down from the height of a sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to what? Death. So anyone appointed to death, you are loose. Your rescue has finally come. Anybody connected to your family, I decree their rescue right now. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. Hosea 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Oh, death, I will be thy plague. Oh, grave, I will be thy destruction. I will ransom them. God speaks according to his authority. For somebody, your deliverance has finally come. Your rescue has finally come. No one connected to you will die prematurely. Let that amen show it. But how do I assess my rescue? Very important. How do I assess my rescue? A cry of mercy. Somebody say a cry of mercy. The mercy of God will answer you today. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain what? Mercy. And find grace to help in a time of what? Need. So God would never turn deaf ear to the cry of mercy, because his will is to have mercy upon us. The mercies of God will speak for you. Lamentations 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion, what? Filleth not. He is the ever compassionate physician. Somebody say, God is ever compassionate physician. He's ever compassionate physician. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed all of them. So today, your cry of mercy will receive his intervention. I say your cry of mercy will receive his intervention. Blind Bartimaeus cry, Jesus, son of David, have mercy. Did Jesus have mercy upon him? The mercy is going to speak for you today. I say the mercy is going to speak for you today. Declare this to yourself. Father, let your mercy speak for me. Speak for me. Where my strength has failed, my wisdom has failed, my effort has failed, let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak for me.
Let your mercy speak for me. Oh Lord, according to your mercy, restore my health. Make me whole in spirit, in soul, in body. Rise to your feet and make that your prayer now. Lord, let your mercy answer for me. Restore my health. Make me whole in spirit. Make me whole in soul. Make me whole in body. Make that prayer now. Make that prayer to yourself now. Make that prayer to yourself now. Oh Lord, according to your mercy, restore my health. Restore my health. Make me whole in spirit. Make me whole in my soul. Make me whole in my body. Somebody let that cry go up to God. Let that cry go up to God. Restore me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Restore me, Lord. Lord, let your mercy rescue me and my household from every evil trap, every hidden gender. Let your mercy answer for me. Let your mercy answer for me. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The mercies will answer for you. God's servant is going to release that prophetic blessings upon us. And every heart that is open, you are not going on with that challenge. Instant testimonies, you'll be receiving them in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, because God wants to restore everybody, and God wants everyone to be restored, he doesn't want anybody to be left out. Follow me carefully. Hebrews 2 verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation that has been given unto us? But look at Psalm 103, verse 3. Put that on the screen for us. Psalm 103, verse 3. Look at it. Very, very important. Yeah. Who forgiveth what? And who do what? So when all your iniquities are given, what do you have? It doesn't end there. Look at verse 4. All from your iniquities, he will redeem thy life from destruction. He will crown thee with loving kindness, with tender mercy. Look at verse 5. He will satisfy thy mouth with good things. So when you are saved, all these things are your entitlement. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, he said, Jesus, forgive me of all my iniquities, because I want all these blessings to speak in my life. Until your iniquities are forgiven, you are not entitled to them. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you want me to help you to make that prayer? Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift it up. He forgives your iniquities and healeth all your diseases. God bless you. Lift it up boldly so that I can see it. I want to pray with you. Lift it up now. God bless you. You have lifted up your right hand. Please take a step of faith. Come to the altar quickly. Come to the altar quickly. Somebody is by your side. Their hands are lifted. Encourage them to come to the altar now. Take that bold step now quickly. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. Take that bold step. He healeth. He forgive all your iniquities and healed all your diseases. You lifted up your right hand. Take that bold step now quickly. We are waiting for you. Take that bold step. Come to the altar now. 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 Jesus is ready to restore you. He's ready to set you free and ready to restore you to glory and dignity. Make that haste now. Take that bold step. Come to the altar now. Those of us in front, God bless you for taking this bold step. Put your right hand on your chest if you are here and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace that has located me. Today, I declare you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Thank you, Lord, for rescue me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And thank you, Lord, for restoring me to glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession. The blessings of today will speak for you and they will answer for you. Every blessing that God has ordained for you today will never be frustrated. You'll be living here with your testimony to share. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you for taking this bold step. One of my pastors is on my right. He's waving to you now. Please just walk to him. There's
a gift that is going to give to you to help you to build up your Christian race with Christ. God bless you. Church, make that hand bigger unto the Lord.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.